Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones inside the heart of Patriot Territory. The American Redoubt is the state of Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and Eastern Oregon and Eastern Washington, where we still adhere to our heritage, our traditional American Christian values, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots that are here, or those who are making the move, taking the gap, and getting strategically relocated. We are in the fight for everything that we value, and it is important that we are in the fight because they want to take away everything that takes us back to our heritage. Right now, we've got a fight going on by leftists, communist-influenced leftists, right here in the American Redoubt. This is happening nationwide, and this is what I want to get straight into to talk about this debate that's going on, if you want to even call it a debate, because there is no debate actually taking place. A debate implies an exchange of ideas, logical arguments expressing two sides of two different positions on an issue to reach an understanding or hopefully a consensus. But that's not what's happening right now. There is no gun debate because there's no logic that's being applied. There's arguments that are being applied to establish one side or the other. It is purely sheer emotionalism. They've hijacked the youth. They've targeted your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren to join a fight against adults, where they have children who don't have the legal right to vote or the legal right to own a firearm or purchase a firearm, to protest adults who do. And the adults that are helping them with this, because the lie is that this is a student-led effort, but it's not a student-led effort at all. As we pointed out last week on RadioFreeRedoubt.com, our weekly podcast, this is very much coerced. Your children are being coerced. They're being misled. They're being led down an emotional trail to keep firearms out of the hands of people like you and me in their attempt. And what we exposed last week, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to it. But what we're seeing here is the front driving force here is this women's march. They're tied to the women's march. And the women's march, when the schools were first approached, but several listeners have contacted their schools and say, who is organizing this walkout that we saw last week? And they're saying, well, you know, it's just, you know, this is a student. No. What organization is actually coordinating? Well, I don't think there is one. Well, that's not true because this is a nationwide effort. Now, the kids are pretty tuned in with social media. And they have a way of communicating, you know, across the country pretty much instantaneously, real time. But this is not coming from the children. This is coming from communist-influenced organizations who have adopted communist doctrine, from Antifa to resist to, well, this women's march. All of these are very strongly tied to communist organizations. And they've gotten a hold of your children, just like Lenin said. I think I misquoted last week when I said Lenin said that you give me 8 years with your children. Well, it's actually 4 years. I believe the quote is actually, you give me 4 years and the seeds that I've sown will not be uprooted. And they've gotten a hold of the public school system. It is educators that are primarily driving this. We've had students here in the American Redoubt report that it's their teachers that are prompting the children to participate in this anti-gun movement, all in the name of saving children. So they have they had handout material teaching the kids or trying to pre-register the seniors to vote. I think we should pre-register all of the seniors by having them fill out 4473s for firearms purchases, so that all the paperwork and everything's ready to go. So as soon as they turn 18, they can purchase their first firearm. How about that? Let's have some booths set up for if we're going to pre-register them to vote. Well, let's pre-register them. It's not a registration. Let's have their 4473s already pre-filled out. It's all ready to go. So they can go into the local gun dealer and they can purchase their first firearm for their 18th birthday as they get ready to vote. And those of you that are about ready to turn 18, or you young adults, high school patriots out there, God bless you. I know there's a lot of homeschooled young patriots out there in this listening audience. There are a lot that go to private Christian schools. But many more of you go to public schools and you're standing your ground. So when you see this, these cards that they're passing out, and this is a nationwide effort being pushed by the Women's March. And of course, they were told, the parents calling the schools were saying, you're supporting an organization. I mean, you're allowing a demonstration, a political demonstration, which is a violation of most of your school policies. I don't know if you realize that. This is your marching orders, parents, to get a hold of your school board and find out if they're participating in this walkout, this political event. Because in most school districts, the school's being used to use the students with political events is against school policy. Did you know that? Look into that in your local schools. So you young patriots that are in the public schools, God bless you. You're in the fight. You're, for some reason, your family is not able to homeschool you or put you into a private Christian school. So you are in the breach. You are in heavily occupied territory. The minds of your fellow students have been taken over by hardcore leftist communist influenced doctrine. And the kids that refuse to participate in the walkouts are being harassed and bullied. They're being told, oh, you're going to be the next school shooter. You're going to be the next mass shooter, to the kid who refuses to walk out of the school. So over in Coeur d'Alene, Thursday, they had a little poster making party that's been all over social media saying under the hashtag enough or hashtag never again. And they're organizing students to make these signs, getting them emotionally charged up, demanding that you give up your guns. I was talking to a young student. I said, where do you stand on this? And she said, my view is that I don't care if you have a gun or not. And I don't want, I don't want somebody telling me I can or can't have a gun. I said, so, okay, well, so you don't care if somebody has a gun or not. You're just kind of neutral. How do you feel about somebody trying to force or compel you to give up your guns? She said, absolutely not. No, of course not. Because that's what's happening. You can't be passive. You can't say, and this is a young patriot who has guns. She has guns, including a combat rifle. So there are a lot of young people out there, and there's a lot of adults out there who have combat rifles and semi-automatic handguns. Responsible people. So the bottom line is, they're trying to deny you the ability to provide for your own defense in a way that you seem fit, that you deem appropriate. Because somebody else goes on a shooting rampage, now you must give up your guns. The overwhelming majority, and that's the asinine logic, or lack of law, poor logic, I should say, to say this guy over here did something bad, and the instrument that he used, you have one of those also, you need to give it up. But we know that history, time over and over, specifically when it came to from biblical times all the way up until recent history, those societies who have been disarmed are very often slaughtered shortly thereafter. And by the time you give it up because you want to do your part to participate in, you know, making your culture safer, and if it'll just reduce crime, if it'll just save one life, if it'll just be common sense gun regulation. What is common sense? Well, see, here we're dealing with a culture that wants to talk about using common sense measures. Common sense measures. Reasonable measures. As you're going to hear, you've probably heard before, Violet Sabo's piece. I'm going to play it again in the break coming up. But what's happened here, as Christians, we know that this is very much spiritually influenced. This is demonic activity. For someone to come in with any weapon, a device, a vehicle, a truck, a car, a AR-15, a machete, whatever it is, and to just deliberately begin killing fellow human beings that you don't know, that you've never interacted with, you don't have a beef with, you have no axe to grind with them, and you're going to kill them. You're going to take their life. That is evil. That is just pure evil. So common sense measures and reasonable measures would seem to those of us who are of the Christian faith, which is most of us, believe that removing God from these children's lives is going to have catastrophic results. So if they want to implement reasonable, common sense measures, they would return God back into these children's lives, because that, guaranteed, would reduce the number of young people who have this compulsion to start murdering other fellow human beings that they've had no negative interaction with. It's just, they're just mad. They're angry at the world. I believe they're demonically possessed. Demonically influenced at best. That's clearly. But you're dealing with a fallen world that is just nonsense too. So they talk about reasonable measures. So those of us who have done nothing wrong now have to disarm because of the implement that was used by someone who was evil. But by the same token, we lose 40,000 people a year on average, 40,000 people a year on our highways in car accidents. Is there any reasonable measures that could be taken? Is there any car that could be banned that we could think of that would reduce the loss of lives? Because you're going to have to get rid of all the cars next. 40,000 people. Now, how many have we lost in school shootings? School shootings alone. Well, up until February, where's the number? I looked at Snopes, and they're breaking the numbers down. I looked at Snopes. Why? Because they're typically a leftist-leaning organization. So they're going to be tilting the numbers in favor of the leftist agenda. But they actually did this. They went to every town's website who claimed all these school shootings, and broke them down. Because they were counting school shootings as, you know, some depressed person pulls on into a school parking lot at night and commits suicide. Oh, they count that as a school shooting. So Snopes actually took the time to break it all down. And this takes all the way up to their February 15th update. So this does not count the 17 who were killed in the Florida shooting. But at that time, firearm attacks during school hours, 7 incidents, resulting in injury or deaths, 5. So there were 7 incidences that happened. So these were clear, straight up attacks. During school hours, there were 7 incidences, and it resulted in 5 deaths. In Florida, there's another 17. So there's 22 people dead, 22 young lives and teachers that are dead. That's tragic. 22 gone because some evil, demonic person walks in and decides to start murdering their fellow human beings. So the solution is that they're co-opting the children. They're co-opting the children to save lives. You need to give up your guns. Because this is about saving young lives, right? So we've had, let's say, less than 30 young lives killed, which is tragic. But there are no laws that would have prevented this. It is already illegal to murder other people. It's already illegal to walk into a school with any weapon and start killing people. But in the name of saving lives, we've had approximately, if you go to worldometers.info, it just measures all kinds of data around the world. Under abortions, worldometers.info/abortions. In the USA, where nearly half of the pregnancies are unintended and 4 in 10 of these are terminated by abortion, there are over 3,000 abortions per day. 3,000 abortions per day. That's like 365 9/11s every year. One a day. You getting that? That is approximately, let's say there's 30 people lost in school shootings so far this year. So we're talking about, it's my rough estimate shooting from the hip here, 15 years worth of people being shot in schools happens in a day in our abortion clinics. And this Republican-led Congress just voted to continue funding abortions. Republicans. And we're losing 3,000 young lives snuffed out every single day. Now, if you look at some of the statistics, like death by government and some of these other studies that you've seen, that we've read, it's anywhere from 200, that's just from communism, but 200 to 400 million people have been killed by their own governments or agents of their own governments in the last 120 years. 200 to 400 million people, many of them slaughtered, who had previously been disarmed. The founding fathers of this country made it very clear that we should be armed for one purpose, as a deterrent to tyranny. That's it. And now there's this leftist globalist movement aimed at, and this has been something that's been in a thorn in the sides of the globalists for a long time, is how heavily armed the American citizenry is. Now, that would not normally be a problem, except we've also removed God from our culture. And the further we remove him, especially from our youth, well, the more catastrophic the consequences are. So now this culture, increasingly so, is pushing to disarm people like you and me. And we know from history, we have history on our side to know that we cannot allow ourselves to be disarmed. Now, I am one to be very cautious about gun worship. Now, I love guns. I was raised on guns. I'm very heavily involved in the gun culture from my upbringing. And this is just, it's part of who I am. But I also was raised with chainsaws and skill saws and ladders and equipment and tools and firearms and knives and splitting mauls and all of these other dangerous implements. But I don't worship any of them, including guns. I have look, there's the little boy in me. All right. I like guns. We have to be careful, though, of not going into gun worship, where you can take my First Amendment rights. You can take my Fourth, my Fifth Amendment rights. You can take all of my constitutional rights. But boy, you better not take my guns, right? Because my guns are so special to me. So we let all of our other rights go pretty much without a whimper. But the guns, boy, that's just, we got to keep guns because that's what keeps all the other rights in check. Well, you've lost all your other rights if you haven't been paying attention to current events. But if you do give up your means of defense and the ability to rise up against tyranny, you really have no option of recovering those rights that you've lost or squandered if you give up the means to defend your community and your country. And this segment is brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, for custom-made holsters with a lifetime guarantee right here in the American Redoubt, built right here by patriots. So check them out, Werks.com. So very important. This is just a very, very important topic. So anyway, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. I'm going to tie some of these communist organizations into this effort that's taking place right in your own community right now, with dates coming up. I have an action plan for you, too. So stay right there.
It makes me livid when I hear the anti-self-defense thugs and their minions in the government, in the media, and from Hollywood talk about common sense gun regulation or reasonable measures to keep criminals from getting their hands on guns. Fortunately, the pro-Second Amendment Americans vastly outnumber the hopeful slave makers. Still, they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Since they can't ban combat rifles or handguns outright without starting the Second American Revolution, they change their tactics. These appear as soft tactics, but their end goal is the same: disarm the American people. And their sights are set specifically on the middle class. These tactics are licensing and registration. This creeping gradualism is nothing short of tyranny, and has historically always led to confiscation. If they were honest with you and me, and especially themselves, they would acknowledge their measures do nothing to reduce crime. But then, reducing crime was never their goal. Vladimir Lenin said, "A system of licensing and registration is the perfect device to deny gun ownership to the bourgeoisie." But I say, never register or license your arms, and never give them up. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Very specifically, we have to ask ourselves and answer a question, every individual. Are we a loyalist or are we a patriot? Are we God-fearing, freedom-loving, self-reliant Americans? Or are we government-dependent, constitution-ignoring socialists? That is the question we all have to answer. And I appreciate Radio Free Readout because they've been answering that question quite well to many people in this area for a long, long time.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt at 630 kilohertz on KTRW Spokane.
Welcome back from the break. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. This is Radio Free Redoubt. the voice of the resistance against everything that wants to strip you of your heritage and our American values. Thank you for listening, and thank you for staying with us, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. All right, this segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com to find out where you can go in St. Mary's, beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, along the St. Joe River. So check them out today, riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, just in the last couple of minutes, I wanted to point something out here, because this is what we're seeing, this communist influence everywhere. There's a picture right here with all these students wearing these shirts, "We've got your back," right? We're looking out for you. And that's what their shirts say, "We've got your back." So they're sitting there organizing the event, but what's in the background? A Che Guevara poster. A Che Guevara poster. Che Guevara was a communist revolutionary murderer who was in charge of the executions anywhere estimated between, thousands to over 10,000, hundreds to 10, at least 10,000, maybe 14,000 people. He's got their blood on his hands. Che Guevara, piece of garbage, communist, psycho murderer. And that's the kind of stuff that's hanging up in the on the walls of your students in these organization meetings where they got Che Guevara hanging up in the background. It's unacceptable. It's disgusting. This is all over everything. Look at our Facebook page, Radio Free Redoubt, Facebook.com. But April 20th, they're planning to walk out on Friday, April 20th, and now they're telling them to walk out and not return. They're advocating breaking the law. That's truancy. They're trying to convince your kids to walk away on April 20th. You need to get engaged with your schools and tell them that if your school allows this to happen, you're pulling your children out from this, because it is in direct violation. It is in direct contradiction to your values, your heritage as a family and as a community, that you're not going to tolerate this. Fight for them on this. Fight for your children on this. Educate your children on these issues. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow night at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Radio Free Redoubt, 8 p.m. Join us then. God bless. You guys have a great rest of the weekend. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too.